Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE, TJ Bow, Producer Hope at your B-Morning Coffee Club, and the proposal game is next level. Man, people are so creative. I wish I would have thought of some of those things. A guy just did The Wedding Singer. Remember that song, Grow Old With You?
Yes.
Adam Sandler,
yes.
On the plane. He just did that on the plane. He
redid
it. You know what I mean? He got on the speaker and he sang it, and that was the proposal.
Oh, that's
next level. Wedding Singer.
I would have loved to be on that flight.
Yes.
I would have been dying laughing. That would have been great.
I've been cheering them on, high-fiving them.
I think I'll grow old with you.
Yeah. Hey, can you change it to my wife's name in there? And can
right.
you redo, do the video? Wedding Singer. That's a classic. If you haven't seen that in a while, whenever it's on the, when I'm channel surfing, I see it, I got to stop. What part is it at? One of those movies, I always have to stop. The Wedding Singer. Then, did you hear about this? It was the Wheel of Fortune, The Message. And they figured, and as she was figuring out, you know, what she thought was a title, a product.
Solving the puzzle.
It was a proposal.
Ah.
And the guy came out, dropped the knee with the ring.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's pretty epic, huh?
Again, another situation. What are you going to say? No? Like, you're like, of course I will. On national television.
That's millions watching. That's pressure.
Yeah.
Do you say yes just because of the pressure?
Oh, yeah.
What if you would have said maybe or no? Ah, would have been an epic
Can
fail
I
proposal.
Think about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, proposal game. It just keeps, the bar keeps getting raised.
Well, everything's so different now. Things are changing, you know? There's like trends in that, like you said. Everybody's going above and beyond to ask. And then I'm being bombarded because my kid gets married in May. With it's all over my social media with everything that nobody does anymore at a wedding. I'm like, so weddings as we knew them really are quite different now. Like they don't do any of the traditional dances. They don't do any of the, you know what I mean? It's nobody does this anymore. This is the newest trend. So I'm trying to follow all of that.
It's hard
to keep up.
Let's get into that next. What is the no wedding trends that's all over social? They're not doing what we used to do back in the day. That's next. Let's get into wedding trends. Your daughter's getting married. What is the exact date?
May 24th.
May 24th. So
yeah.
That's coming up. And you're saying that she's keeping it really simple.
There's a lot of new trends. They've ditched a lot of the wedding stuff that we all know. Like, there's no cake cutting. Actually, there's going to be cupcakes, elaborate cupcakes, more so than cake. It's just like, if it's anything we're used to, the kids just don't want it for whatever reason. There's no garter toss or, you know, any of the tossing of anything. That's gone.
Well, with the cake cutting specifically, a lot of places charge to cut the cake and then they charge per slice. So the cupcakes you can at least put out and people can go, oh, yeah, there's a cake cutting fee. There's so many hidden fees that I think that's a large reason why people have started to go through. And you know what? Like, we're just going to do this instead.
But the picture of Steve and I smashing cake in each other's face is like my favorite wedding picture. So I shared this with my child and I was like, but it was my favorite part. Like, it's my favorite picture. And she was like, that's a no-go, Ma. That's a no-go.
On the cake cutting, I was the one with my mouth open. Go ahead, smash it, honey. Go ahead. And then you see the people in the audience. He wants it. Yeah, I do.
Any of like the mismatched but cohesive, like no more of the matchy match for the bridesmaids. No more of the matchy match for anything. It's all like cohesive, but it's mismatched. I don't know how else to put it. More wildflowers than like roses or anything. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing, Bo. I'm finding out a lot about the wedding game.
Yeah, it's changing. Traditional isn't the traditional anymore. Everybody's doing their own thing.
And my favorite part, though, which I'm all for, Morgan is not going to have flower girls. She's going to have flower grannies.
Aww.
I'm so excited.
Flower grannies?
Her grandmas, because there's so many of them. And his grandmas, because they're marrying so young. Grandmas are, there's going to be a lot of grandmas there. So flower grannies, and I'm super excited about the flower grannies that are going to come down. I don't know. Morgan's like, no, Mom, no fanny pack. I was like, can I get them cool bedazzled fanny packs that have the petals in them?
Yes.
And she was like, no, I don't know, but
fanny packs.
Come on now. You're talking about fanny packs.
Okay. Wait. No. I'm with Morgan on this. Bedazzled fanny packs. Get her a nice basket.
I wanted to say flower granny.
or fanny granny. Right? Come on.
Granny's fanny.
Yes.
I mean, I just want what's best.
You're spending so much money on this wedding, and you want bedazzled fanny packs that say fanny granny.
To me, the laugh is worth the cost.
Yes, it is. It is. You gotta head to Michael's and get a DIY project. Just do it. Just do it.
Don't worry. I made them. Yeah. I made them myself.
I love the idea. How about you? Are you doing something fun, simple? Maybe not as traditional, but people love it. Yeah. If you just got married in like the last year or two, or you're thinking of doing it at your wedding coming up, we'd love to hear about it.
Flower grannies.
That's got to be the hot trend. Morgan, your daughter, is starting. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing as individuals. I'm actually okay with that. Yeah. You want something different? Now, I know you're trying to keep it classy because your daughter Morgan's getting married, but
Simple glamour.
Yeah.
Is what she wants. She wants an evening wedding, so there's candlelight. Mm-hmm. She wants people to be dressed formally. But she has taken one of my suggestions, and we're going to do, instead of flower girls, flower grannies.
Yes, I love that idea.
I suggested a granny fanny pack. However,
to throw the flowers out of.
Texters are saying, I'm with Hope, because Hope said not to do it. They said the only ones I've seen with a fanny pack with flowers is the sexy guy dancing down the aisle.
Oh, yes. I've seen flower dudes at a wedding. They're going through dancing, pulling out their flower petals.
Yeah.
Are the flower grannies going to be choreographed like that?
No. Morgan won't allow any choreography. She said it's cheesy. And I was like, all right. But I just think it'll be sweet to have the grandmas. I'll probably have to give them baskets. She's probably not going to go for the fanny pack idea.
Oh, darn. I can't believe she won't go for your bedazzled fanny granny packs.
I think some laughs at a wedding is the best. I really, really do.
If she doesn't want it seen, I think you should give it to the flower grannies as a gift.
After.
Here's a
to commemorate their fanny experience.
Yes. The memory that will last around their waist forever. Different trends in weddings.
Now, I've got an idea for Morgan. My friend did this, and it gives all of the guests a job to do.
A job to do?
The guests. Sounds fun. <That's> Not.
A lot of them are skipping the cake cutting, the garter toss. There's a lot of changes going on in weddings. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ's daughter getting married here. Coming up in May. Wow, man. That's the time is flying.
It is.
And you came up with an idea. Mm-hmm. The flower grannies instead of a flower girl.
And I think she saw how happy that idea made me, that there's no way she could say no to it. I was like, first of all, you're only 22. So you guys are really blessed to be able to have your grandparents still with us.
Yeah, Ven and Chris checking in. Grandmas are so important that including them is an awesome idea. Think about it. How many don't make it? Yeah, I'm not going to be able to have any grandparents at mine when I eventually get married. I've lost all of them. So it is a really special thing that she's going to be able to have them there and be a part of the ceremony.
And so it's so sweet that they can like have their own moment down the aisle.
Sure.
They'll still take their seat, but they'll be able to kind of welcome everybody and smile and throw some things you know.
For all the weddings I DJed, the guests like to be included. Yes, it's the bride and groom's day. We get that. But they like to have fun. The uncle, the grandparent, the grandma. I mean, guests like to be involved, and that's a trend you spotted at a wedding?
Yes, my friend got married, and they had a separate ceremony, private, where they did their vows just to each other, officiant, two witnesses. So then, for the regular ceremony that we were all invited to, they actually had us vow as the congregation that we would always be there for them, to support them as a couple, as friends and family, and if they needed us, that we would be there to continue to support them through their marriage.
Why would they do their vows separate? Were they just really shy, private?
Yeah, they just wanted to have that special moment just between the two of them. And but they still wanted to have a traditional traditional ceremony where they still had friends and family there. So that was their way of being able to do both.
That's new for me, but
yeah,
interesting.
Never heard of that.
So the family and friends are vowing to them to be there.
So I said I do at my friend's wedding.
Interesting.
Do you? We do.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if that's more going to do that. I've never heard of that. There's new trends. It's going on.
I know.
You know, whatever makes you happy. It's your day, and that one is including. It's the other TJ. Yes. Checking in. Thank you so much. Welcome to the B-Morning Coffee Club.
You're my drive-in in the morning to Rochester.
All right. What's up?
So, a few years ago, I was the man of honor in a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do a matron of honor or a best man. They did a best woman and a man of honor.
Interesting.
So, you were on the bride's side.
I was on the bride's side with all her bridesmaids. And then his best friend, the groom's best friend, was a girl he grew up with. So she was on his side with all his groomsmen.
Like, Liam will be on Morgan's side. She wants her baby brother right there by her side. So she will also have one.
A bridesman?
A bridesman, thank you.
Yeah, I was the man of honor.
Man.
I helped put on her wedding shower and her bachelorette party and everything.
Really?
Way to step up!
Yeah, well, she was my lifelong friend of 50-some-odd years,
That is great. I love the idea. Hey, it's your day. Don't worry about traditions.
To each their own.
Yes, do your own thing. Thanks for sharing.
Take care, y'all.
You too, 92.5 WBEE. DJ and her daughter, Morgan, they are starting a new trend this year in weddings, and it's all about, instead of a flower girl, a
flower granny.
Granny, I love that.
There's so many grandmas that are going to be there.
Uh-huh.
They both have all their grandmothers still with us. And so delighted and happy to be part of it. So I love it. I can't wait.
Tara from Farmington checking in on the text line. Good morning. I was at a wedding recently where everybody at the ceremony was handed a flower by the flower girls. And as the bride walked up, she stopped at each row and collected each flower. And by the time she got to the altar, she had a bouquet of love from everybody who was there to celebrate their marriage.
See, Morgan won't go for that. She'd be like, Mother, don't you think that's a little dramatic?
Oh my God, I'm stealing this idea. I will be doing this for sure.
Put it in your wedding notes.
We don't use the word stealing on the show. You're going to borrow that idea. That's a good one.
You've inspired me.
There you go. That's even better.
I've been inspired.
It's a great idea.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's
Thanks
cool.
for sharing that. Thank you so much. You can always jump in on the show on the conversation. 585-252-WBEE.